Well, I'm back, and it's a great pleasure to welcome the one and only Johnny Jett back to Talking Travel. Good morning, Johnny.
Good morning, Roy. How are you?
I'm terrific. We haven't talked much to you lately. First of all, you've been doing some incredible things as I follow your newsletter. And, in fact, I got the invitation to attend the screening of... it had to do with the movie you were in on.
The TV show.
The TV show was, yeah. And that's coming up. It hasn't happened yet, right?
Actually, no, it was last Thursday night.
Was it last Thursday night? Yeah, well, as you probably know, we've just returned from Jordan, and it's 11 hours and 7 hours time change. It takes a little while. I don't know how you do it. You know, it takes me a while to bounce back from some of those.
That must have been a great trip.
It was absolutely amazing. We're going to do a special on it next month, and we'll get some photos up there for you to have a look at. I did an interview with a camel. he didn't have a heck of a lot to say, but he said his lifestyle hasn't changed so much, even with what's going on around there.
That's funny.
Now, I see that you got to take a trip on EOS Airlines, and it was kind of interesting because as we pulled into Kennedy, returning, we were on Royal Jordanian.
They're right next to each other.
Yeah, the plane was sitting there, and of course they operate out of the same Terminal 4. And I thought to myself, you know, I've read so much about this, it'd really be interesting to see what goes on. And lo and behold, when your newsletter came in, there it is. Who but Johnny Jett? And why would I have ever doubted anything more than you'd have been there? But so I've kind of printed out a bunch of stuff you've talked about, and let's start with EOS and let's chat about it. First of all, tell us about how the name came about.
Well, it's named after the winged goddess of the dawn in ancient Greek mythology.
Right.
Which it's a fitting name for that airline because it's amazing how. You know, it's a 757, and a 757 that's just designed with just economy seats can hold 230 passengers.
Right.
This one holds 48 passengers. Is that crazy?
I mean, that's just amazing. I mean, you fly on a regional jet has more seats than that.
Oh, for sure they do.
Yeah, I mean, anywhere from, you know, you figure 90, 100, some 50, but here's a large airplane with only that many seats has got to be terrific.
Yeah, there's 21 square... each passenger gets 21 square feet of space.
And with your long legs, you must have been in heaven.
Yeah, I'm not even that tall, but...
Well...
If there was no way I could touch a seat in front of me if I tried with my tippy toes. There's not even a chance.
Right.
I was feet away.
And of course, these were sleeper seats, right?
They were totally lie-down, flat sleeper seats. And the flight attendants come by and they said, would you like us to make your bed? So they do it for you. You usually go to the bathroom. They come back and they tuck
you in, give you a little kiss on the cheek.
That's right. And they have two different types of pillows. You know, I flew Air New Zealand a few months earlier, and I loved it and talked about how great it was. And the only one thing about it, I said, I wish they had one more pillow because they only offered one pillow.
Well, and the other is that you did the Virgin one as well.
No, I haven't done the Virgin yet, actually.
I thought you did Virgin Atlantic, okay.
No, I was supposed to.
Oh, all right. So, tell us more. You made your reservation. You show up at the airport an hour before departure with your passport in hand. And they knew who you were.
Their website says you can show up 45 minutes before.
Yeah,
are you kidding me?
That's a little scary.
This is for an international flight. They only fly New York to London.
Right.
And right when I showed up, the guy's like, Mr. Descala? I'm like, yeah, how do you know it's me?
Well, everybody knows you. And there you
go. So, I mean, it took 30 seconds to check in.
Right.
They handed me the boarding pass. There was a whole gang of their escorts, all wearing turquoise jackets.
Right. And there's only 45 people if they're full, so...
Yeah, and they said, we're going to walk you to security. I go... I know where it is. They go, oh, no, we're going to get you to the front of the line. I'm like, I like that.
And you say they even offer a limousine, right?
They do. In London, they offer the limousine for free. To New York, they have special deals.
Right. Well, you know, I've got to get you on that. You've been on the helicopter, haven't you?
I have.
Yeah, I flew it. I flew it. It's a Kennedy when I was going over for the RJ flight, and fantastic. 8 minutes, really plush interior.
Awesome.
It just absolutely awesome is correct. The only problem,
that.
Of course, they're facing is how to get people to other airlines. If you're connecting to American,
right.
it's
just
perfect
for American right now.
Yeah, but they're working on it, and it's the TSA that holds it up because that's the problem. You fly into a secure area.
I love checking in at the heliport. You know, you show up there 10 minutes before or, you know, 20 minutes before, whatever, and you go through security, and you check in for your flights, and your bags get checked all the way through, wherever you're going.
That's exactly right, and let me just quickly tell you what happened to me. I had called them because the weather was bad, and they need a 500-foot visibility, and I'm watching this weather come down, and I'm thinking, you know, if I miss this last helicopter, then, you know, I've got to go by ground to the airport, and I don't know how long that's going to take at 6 o'clock at night.
It's going to take a while.
You know, so I'm concerned about my flight connection. Anyway, so I call them up and cancel. And I said, listen, I'm concerned about it. You're really not sure. You've got one helicopter stuck at Kennedy. If this thing doesn't go, I've got a problem. So with that, I hang up, and about I'm getting ready to make arrangements to get to the airport by ground. And I get a call from the heliport, and they said, Mr. Lowy, listen, the helicopter has just arrived. It's 5:15. It's just gotten in from Kennedy. It was late. If you can hop in a cab, we'll hold it for you. So I hopped in a taxi cab. I arrive at the terminal, and here's the rotor going on the helicopter as I'm arriving, at their terminal there. I mean, how terrific is that?
That is.
Now, The one thing that did happen, because the reservation was changed from 6 to 5, what do you think happened? When I get my boarding pass, the TSA guy looks at it and said, you're not going to believe this, but you've been selected to do the complete search. So they had to go through my bags and the whole bit while this helicopter is sitting there running out there on the...
Did you have a one-way ticket, or was it a...
You know, I had a one-way. So that would probably... Well, they only...
On American, you had a one-way ticket.
No, actually, I was going out of Terminal 4, so I flew into American, and then I went over to Terminal 4.
Yeah, but that shouldn't... Did it say S all over your boarding pass? Was there, you know, the S is all at the bottom or the top? That's when you know you're getting picked.
Yeah, well, he spotted it, and I guess it's because they changed me from the 6 to the 5. Sometimes if you change your flight reservation at the last minute, or you're booked one way, as you say, that will come up. And but in any event, it happened, and I felt a little guilty because there's a helicopter sitting out there, and they're going through my luggage and having to scan my video equipment and all of that stuff. So in any event, it's a great ride, and I'm going to have them on the show. I'll and chat with them about it because they have plans to operate it now to LaGuardia, Newark, and some other.
Yeah, they offer Connecticut right now, I believe.
Yeah, they do. And in fact, you know what's interesting is that that flight is full every day because of the commuters.
That's where I grew up.
Yeah. So I guess they go up there for maintenance purposes. They said, listen, we have to go up there to Sikorsky. We might as well run a schedule.
Well, that's where they keep the helicopter every night.
Right.
So they only do one flight a day in the morning.
So they do that, and then they go back in the evening, and that flight is full just about every day, I guess.
Yeah, they fly right over my old house. I hear them.
Do they really? Ah, great. Yeah. Anyway, let's get back to your trip. We talked about the checking in process at EOS, and arriving at Kennedy, and also the lounge. Now, of course, when we went out on RJ, that building is privately managed. Terminal 4. It's not part of the Port Authority, and what RJ uses is a Swiss. I don't know. Some Swiss company that operates the first class lounge there. We experienced a lot of what you did. Tell them about the shower and that, because it's really interesting. It blew me away when I walked in.
Yeah, well, it was a hot day out, and I took the air train, the subway, to the airport, and you know, I got to the lounge, and I was hot and sweaty, and they're like, you want to take a shower? I'm like, heck yeah. And so they have a few different showers. I love the
right.
I love the lounges with showers.
Right.
A bunch of them have them.
Right.
And it was really nice, and you know, once you go take a shower, it was the best dining I've ever seen at a lounge.
Exactly. The buffet is super.
It was like a high-class Sizzler buffet.
Exactly.
They had everything, and it was good. And, you know, all the drinks you could possibly want, open bar, whatever you wanted.
Yep.
And they had free high-speed internet, which I don't know why every club doesn't have it, but they don't.
Yeah.
And it really makes a difference.
Yep.
And then when you know, you're bored, and then all of a sudden you're ready to go, and everyone is so friendly. The flight attendants are amazing, the service is incredible, and the seats are really comfortable.
How about the meal service?
It's a 5-course meal. You start off with little appetizers, little teasers. I think they gave us shrimp, and then thinking appetizers, you know, they give you a whole menu, and I had seared beef, and then there was for my main course, I chose a big fillet of beef, which was really good. And then it's so good. You just have to see the pictures, or you have to take a ride on them.
So now you've had this lovely dinner, including quail eggs, and then they give you a pair of jammies.
They do, and you know, I was so busy doing other things, I didn't even put them on, and it was such a nice bag that I was afraid to open it up.
Are you telling the world via this show that you don't wear your jammies at night?
That's why flight attendants hate me, because I can't sleep unless I'm stark naked.
So,
And then, you know, the only problem is the flight's only 6 hours long. Now, how many times do you want a flight to be longer? Not too many, but this one you do, because there's so much to do, and they have.
And you managed to grab a couple hours sleep, as you say.
I did, and they have a plug-in for your computer. They don't have an internet. That's the only thing they don't have, but everything else.
Yeah, that'll probably come. And they flew into Stansted, right?
They do. That's where a lot of low-fare carriers fly in. It's getting very popular. It's 30 miles north of central London.
Yeah, we used to do our charters out of there years ago.
It's great because you don't have to deal with Heathrow.
Absolutely.
And they give you either a limo, or they'll give you a first-class ticket on Heathrow Stansted Express, which only takes 47 minutes into London. Train.
Now, tell us, what would an average flight like that cost?
Well, that's the only problem. But it's still cheaper than the main carriers. But a walk-up fare is $3,250. If you book in advance and do some specials, you can find specials for $3,000 round trip.
Right.
So that's really not bad at all. It's actually excellent.
So it's $3,250 one way, right?
That's if you just walk up to the airport right now.
Right.
But if you book in advance, you can get a $3,000 ticket for a round trip.
Right, which is a good normal business class fare.
A normal business class fare on the big guys is like $4,500.
Right.
For Virgin, BA,
right.
It's $4,500. And this is cheaper, and it's a better product.
And then how do you get from Stansted into London?
We take the Stansted Express. It's a train. It's easy. It departs every 15 minutes right underneath the airport. You just take the elevator down. It's right there. And it takes.
And where does it come into Victoria Station?
It does.
Right. Kind of like the Gatwick
train. Actually, it goes into Liverpool. Liverpool Street. So I don't know if that's Victoria Station. I got off at Tottenham Hale. So I got off the exit before.
Oh, okay. But, I mean, typically it probably goes into Victoria Station.
No, because, you know, Gatwick Express goes to Victoria.
Yeah, Gatwick Express does go there, right. So you think that this is not the case?
No, they say Liverpool.
Well,
Liverpool Street, so I don't even know which one that is.
Well, let me just go. I'm going through your article here. It said, I got off at Tottenham Hale, and then you jumped on the tube.
Then I went to Victoria Station, so it definitely doesn't go to Victoria.
And then you traveled to Victoria Station from there. Yeah, so obviously... obviously it goes into another station.
It is. It's Liverpool Street Station is where it gets off.
Which is fine.
Yeah, no, it's right in the heart. And but they give you a free first-class ticket, which is normally, you know, one way is $30.
Is it that much these days, huh?
Yeah.
I used to love those trains because they had the sliding doors. It was like I needed a raincoat and lift up my collar, and I was in some sort of a spy movie. But now the trains are a lot more modern, and they say serve food and all the other things. But I used to love it.
It's a short ride, and it's peaceful. Everyone's really quiet.
Where did you stay?
I stayed at 11 Cadogan Gardens, and it's in Chelsea. It's a really nice hotel. It's 60 rooms, 4 stars. You know, you walk in, and you know, it used to be a mansion. It doesn't look even that nice, but all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, you go into the rooms, they're amazing.
The photo, for those listening, if you go to johnnyjett.com and click on Where's Johnny, you can see some photos of this. And of course, at the end, he has a 3-minute a video, or a 2-minute video, I don't know what it was, or 2 or 3 minute video.
It's 2 minutes.
And but it was great. And the Chelsea area is wonderful, because there's so much going on around in Chelsea.
There is.
It's a fun place.
But this area, but where the hotel is, it's really quiet. So
is it?
It's very peaceful. I definitely hope to stay there again.
Now, are you off soon for another trip?
I sure am. I'm leaving in a couple of days.
Oh, yeah? I thought I saw a little clue about an island or something.
Well, that I just came back from.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I'm a little bit behind.
All right.
But that was Sardinia.
Oh, you went to Sardinia?
Yeah.
Interesting place.
Love it.
Yeah, great. You know. So you're off in a couple of days, and when do you do back?
Not sure.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yep.
You won't be moving out of your California apartment, though.
Huh? Oh, no. You kidding me?
Yeah. Johnny, it's always great to chat with you, and we missed you for a little while there because of our schedule changes and some of the specials we ran. Look forward to talking to you again real soon.
You too. I can't wait to hear about your Jordan trip.
Oh, yeah, I'll get you some photos. And enjoy your trip coming up.
Thank you.
Talk to you again.
Take care.
Thanks. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.